Is gas going to continue to get cheaper? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The price is down 8 days in a row, falling another penny this morning. And the price of oil, a big factor in what we pay at the pump, is plunging $6 down to about 103 bucks a barrel. That's almost 20 less than just 2 weeks ago. President Biden wants to save us even more gas money, urging Congress
to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. Right now, that tax is 18 cents a gallon for regular, and there's a 24-cent tax per gallon on diesel.
Fox's Jill Nato. Some lawmakers are calling it a gimmick. Tim Stewart, president of the U.S. Oil and Gas Association, tells Fox.
The president seems to completely avoid any addressing of the issue, which is we've got to increase long-term supply. He's like the college freshman who refuses to study for the midterm.
On Wall Street, a return to selling for the Dow. It's down 170 points, but the Nasdaq's up 10. A disaster in Afghanistan. An earthquake killed 1,000 people, 1,500 more injured, and officials expect to find more victims in the rubble.
It's the deadliest since 2002 and struck a rural, mountainous region of eastern Afghanistan near the Pakistani border. An emergency meeting has been convened at the presidential palace to coordinate relief efforts, and the UN's resident coordinator says, quote, help is on the way, but it may prove to be difficult following the Taliban's takeover of the country last year.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The Senate's debating gun control legislation that could pass this week with Republican and Democrat support to enhance background checks on gun buyers under 21. It also aims to take guns away from some domestic abusers and those deemed dangerous. A settlement in Minnesota in a black man's death last year, shot by a now imprisoned ex-cop who thought she was using her taser.
The family of Dante Wright settling with the city of Brooklyn Center for $3.25 million. The city also agreeing to change its policies surrounding traffic stops for equipment violations.
That's Courtney Godfrey with Fox 9 TV. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
All right, back to Wall Street. A return to selling the day after a big rebound that put the Dow back up over 30,000. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, well, stocks are off their morning lows, but we're still seeing some selling on investors bracing for more interest rate hikes, with the Fed chief signaling to Congress the central bank is strongly committed to bringing inflation down. Also, recession worries. The Dow is down more than 200 points, S&P off by 20, and NASDAQ down 15. Healthcare companies among the few in the green today, including Merck, United Health Group, and Johnson & Johnson, while some of the worst performing companies are in the energy sector, Dave.
Well, you mentioned the big drop in oil prices today to 103 bucks a barrel. That and gas is down a penny. AAA has regulars national average at $4.95 a gallon. That's down 7 cents from last week's record high, but still 36 cents more than a month ago. A year ago, we were paying $3.06. In one state, there's a price crackdown.
At $4.81 per gallon for regular unleaded, Wisconsin Governor Democrat Tony Evers issues an executive order prohibiting price gouging of gas or diesel fuel until the end of the year, while in his press release citing no cases of price gouging. Evers is also calling on the Biden administration to suspend the federal gas tax and a temporary pause on federal reformulated gas requirements. The moves praised by state Democrats and criticized by Republicans, who call the governor's executive order an election year stunt, after Evers previously called in his first budget proposal for raising the gas tax by 8 cents in Wisconsin. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Now, Governor Evers also had called for a special legislative session so lawmakers could overturn an old law that bans abortions in Wisconsin. But Republican lawmakers plan to simply adjourn that session without taking any action as we await a Supreme Court abortion decision. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.